Good morning. Welcome to ASI Radio, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and Michelle and Andy are laughing at me.
Because you always do your happy little
dancing
dance.
You're dancing silly.
You and like my dance or you don't like it?
Andy and I are not the happy dancing kind of
people. I love your dance.
Well, Kathy dances.
As long as you do it.
Anyway, we are back from the ASI Power Summit, where a few of us were last week. Andy, what was your favorite moment of the ASI Power Summit in Carlsbad, California?
Wow, you're putting me on the spot.
I know there were many moments.
Golf. Well, the golfing was good.
I'm
it was
sure.
beautiful
we
weather.
We heard you weren't.
I stunk.
It was beautiful
I was
weather.
Was awful.
Michelle, you led a really good panel. What was your favorite moment at the Power Summit?
I liked the speed dating where people got to network.
Now, was there actually dating? People are going to want to know.
In 2 minutes at a time.
No, it allowed people to meet each other in a quick-paced manner, but people loved it, and I thought it was really neat.
Cool. Joe
what
Haley.
What was your favorite moment?
My favorite moment was the Power 50 dinner on the last night by the pool. It was all foggy, if you remember.
It was very foggy. It was like we piped smoke in.
Yes, we didn't even have to do that.
No.
Anyway, Joe Haley here is here this morning. Joe, are you ready to rant?
I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready.
All right.
Are you ready for it?
We are ready.
Now?
No, we'll wait.
Usual time? Okay, just checking.
In the show. Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages Magazine, is here. And it looks like you've got a fresh manicure. Did you do that yourself?
I did it myself, yes.
Oh, very nice. All right. Happy to have you.
Thank you.
And, of course, we have the Hawkinator, who is running our tech apparatus. And
how come he always gets the biggest applause?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe because he runs the sound effects. That's possible. Ben Driscoll is here answering your calls today. Give us a call at 215-953-4979. You can call us about anything, but we are taking calls this morning on how to motivate your sales staff and grow sales right now. If you have any questions regarding motivating your sales staff or growing sales, give us a call, 215-953-4979, and we will send you a $25 Visa gift card. Joe, what's on tap for today's show?
Well, other than taking calls, Melinda, Kathy has a report on managers of companies of all sizes on who they're hiring and why they're hiring. So there's good news there. We've been saying it for a long time now, and Andy has a story on how marketing spending has paid off for some small businesses. What is the band Weezer's latest CD promo?
I love Weezer.
Well, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out what their latest campaign is. It's pretty cool. Besides passing...
warming. Sorry.
Cuddly.
It's okay. Besides...
sorry,
a little teaser
ahead.
For
sorry.
You there.
Besides
for
passing Weezer. The Grey Poupon, Kathy has more rules for pitching to the rich.
Yes.
The great
get it?
I get it.
Michelle will dissect the four bullying bosses we all have to avoid. I have a look at 10 pitfalls of pitiful meetings and how to avoid them. And speaking from experience, Kathy weighs in with the worst interview faux pas of all time. We have a lot more on our schedule, plus a rant, but we're going to start off with the industry news and Andy.
Thanks, Joe.
Go, Andy.
Supplier Galaxy Balloons purchased the balloon-related assets of AGA Balloons. AGA's production and printing equipment will be relocated from its headquarters in Ashland, Ohio, to Galaxy's facility in Cleveland. AGA will remain in the industry selling memo pads, mugs, computer accessories, and similar products. Over the weekend, the House of Representatives passed its version of the healthcare bill by a narrow margin. Included in the bill is the Physician Payment Sunshine Act, which, if passed as is, would force pharmaceutical companies to report any payment or gift to doctors that's more than $5. Check out Promogram later today for a full report. Carlson Marketing Group has been purchased by Canadian marketing firm Group Aeroplan. The two companies, which will operate separately, agreed on the $175 million deal last week and expect to finalize the transaction by early December. Counselor Power 50 member Jeff Belagna remains president and CEO of Carlson. And don't forget to cast your vote in the 2010 Counselor Distributor Choice Awards, honoring the industry's top suppliers in 50 different product categories. Go to asicentral.com/ASI awards to vote right now. Ballots close on Friday. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show. Joe, what are you cooking up for today?
Andy, I have more new products, but this week it's new eco-friendly products.
Oh, you're going green. The Joe Show goes green?
Goes green, yes,
all
absolutely.
Right. Cool.
Thanks, Andy. We're taking your calls right now at 215-953-4979. Today's topic, how to motivate your sales staff. It's not too late to give us a call, and if we put you on the air, we will give you a $25 Visa gift card. And we have Charles this morning on line three. Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Charles, where are you from?
Where am I from?
Yes.
New Jersey.
Ah, great. Right next to
right in our backyard.
Charles, what's your question this morning?
Yes, I want to recognize valuable employees at the company. But my budget is really tight. I guess what would you suggest?
Ah, Recognition on a tight budget. Andy, what do you got there?
Oh, you're throwing it to me?
I am. You're our
I have to deal with
expert.
Charles. you know, I would say that if you have no budget, then honoring your top employees in any way possible is important. So calling
public,
them out. Yeah, public honoring.
In front of their peers.
You could give them time off.
You could give them time off.
I mean, half a day, to leave early for a day.
Absolutely. Didn't we, ASI had a Halloween costume contest,
yes.
which Joe, you were overseeing, and wasn't that one of the rewards, time
yes,
off
it was time
for
off
best costume?
For best costume.
I think that's an ongoing ASI program, actually. If you see somebody, if you as a manager feel somebody deserves an hour off, you give them a certificate for doing a good job.
Yeah.
That's great.
There's a lot of things you can do. I mean, if you want to do it on a monthly basis, you can get an award that would pass from employee to employee. They can put it in their cubicle or on their desk each month, or whenever someone wins it. They can also get a parking space and something like a logoed shirt that recognizes them as Employee of the Month.
Yeah. And yeah, seriously, everybody loves time off. I think that's a good one.
Yeah, I think the key now is just not forgetting to sort of publicly call out the people who are doing the best job. Your top performers need to feel honored and appreciated.
Yeah, have a monthly meeting. You know, bring them up to the front, talk about their accomplishments and why they won the award. Post pictures on company websites and company newsletters.
I think, like you said, something tangible that they could put at their desk to kind of have bragging rights is really
absolutely.
Important.
Yeah.
I know we wrote a story recently about Disney and how they recognize their rank-and-file employees, and they give out these special pins to people when they see them doing something right. And those pins are like gold. I mean, you know, they probably cost a couple bucks. But
sure.
They're, you know, the employees keep them on their uniforms, and everyone knows that they've been recognized.
I mean, it could be something as simple as a smiley face button. If it represents something, it's just not a smiley
and
face
everybody
button.
Everybody knows it.
Everyone
right?
knows it. And then, you know, if you collect them, you know, how many smiley face buttons do you have?
Or I have a crown. Left. I would like a crown. Thank you.
A tiara. We'll give you a crown.
Tiara.
We'll go to Burger King this afternoon.
She has a tiara. In
I do.
All right. So there you have it, Charles.
Thanks,
guys. For calling us. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line two, we have Kate. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thanks. What's your question?
My question is about the holidays. I only have a small staff of 5 employees, but I still have a budget. So I was wondering what I could do for the holidays to thank them for all their hard work, something that won't cost me a fortune.
A staff of 5 you could take out to lunch and give them each a little gift.
Yeah, and the other thing is, and this works into your time off theory, but I know sometimes we've done like a holiday lunch.
Right.
And then everybody gets to go home afterwards and to go Christmas shopping or you know, Hanukkah, you know, holiday shopping and then, or just go home.
Right.
But that seems like, you know, when I ask people what they want to do, people seem to, that's a popular.
Yeah, I like the lunch idea, and I like the idea of giving them a gift. And a lot of people do entertain at the holiday time, so a nice bottle of wine is always a nice gift to give out to someone because then they can put that out with their holiday
spread. You have to be careful with alcohol, though, and make sure that, you know, that they drink alcohol.
Well, yeah, if you're talking about your own staff, then
I mean, if
you
it's
know,
5 people,
know.
You would know.
Right.
Right.
But I like the idea of a big food gift that people can share with family over the holidays.
Oh, or you can personalize it. For example, if you have an employee who really likes specialty cupcakes from a place in New York, you could get that employee those cupcakes.
Like you, Michelle.
Michelle's referring to Magnolia Bakery in New York. And whenever any of us go near New York City, she's like, oh, we'd be going by Magnolia Bakery.
I like how you put that in there. That was nice. It was
but
smooth.
That's not expensive. And I mean, it's personalized because it shows that, you know, that you're thought of by your boss.
Right. And another thing that ASI does every time around this year, too, is give us the pie or the turkey choice, and also proceeds from the pies that they buy go to a homeless charity. So that would be doing something good for your employees and a charity as well.
Can I tell you that's one of the most popular perks that ASI gives employees? People,
the free turkey?
Yeah,
I'm
or
sure.
A turkey or pie. People want that turkey. I mean, everybody signs up to get it. No one refuses it, and it, you know, it's a big draw. All right. Well, hopefully that gives you some ideas, Kate.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sure. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Okay, thank you.
And on line 3, we have Melanie. Good morning, Melanie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I have a little bit of a question to see. I was thinking of maybe taking the employees to a play for the holidays. And I'm not sure if that idea is going to go over well with them. Mm-hmm. But it's something that I wanted to do. I don't know what your opinion is on that or if there's something else that you could suggest. Since, you know, everything is tight with money and bonus-wise and all that stuff.
Well,
I would say, you should probably ask people. In a sense, say we're, you know, try to get a consensus of, you know, we're looking to do something for everybody during
maybe
the holidays.
Maybe they could vote on the play.
Right.
Even do on your company internet, like three options, like play, sporting event, yep. or concert, or whatever, and let them vote on it. See what everybody wants to do.
Right, because I know if I just put that out there, I'm going to get like a whole bunch of different options. So I guess I should minimize it.
Just put three options.
Absolutely. But taking everyone to the theaters, I think it's a cool idea. My dad, with his staff, he used to regularly take them to the movies, a matinee. He would just tell them that we have a meeting, and they'd meet in the parking lot. It's like we're going to the movies, and they would go see a movie in the middle of the workday, and they'd come back to work. So it was just a way to say thanks a lot for the last month or two of hard work.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's different, and, you know,
the movies are inexpensive, but people do like to go.
Great.
Sure, and like with the play, too, a lot of people might not, you know, think they'd go to a play on their own, you know, buy a ticket for a play.
Michelle, you're our you're our cultural guru. Play or no play?
I think it depends on what people want. Some people, I think, may not be play going type of people, but maybe they like movies. So I think it's a good idea, as Kathy said, to put options up on the internet and have them vote.
Mm-hmm. So okay, there you have it. Put it out to a vote. All right, stay on the line, Melanie. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
We're going to pause right now for a commercial from our show sponsor today, ESP. And when we get back, Kathy's going to tell us who's hiring and why.
The ASI Radio Show was sponsored in part by ESP. Improve your business and increase your sales with ESP. Did you know that in 2009, 76% of businesses that have increased their revenue all used ESP? Learn more at www.asicentral.com/store.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Well, we are talking about who is hiring right now. Kathy, unemployment is not so so hot. Or unemployment is what? It's hovering around.
It's up 10.2%.
Yeah. 10.2. Mm-hmm. But right. You're going to tell us who's hiring.
However, there are some companies across the nation and industries that are kind of burgeoning again. And one such company is Indigo Wild, which is an organic hygiene products company, mm-hmm. Which is best known for its Zum bar soap. And let's face it, even in a bad economy, everybody's still showering, hopefully, right?
Yes. So,
I certainly am.
I am.
So this company is based in Kansas City, and it's a 40-person company, and they are hoping to attract creative, happy types with lots of energy. And also, they're looking for dog lovers, too. So if you have a dog...
I'm a dog lover.
Well, there you go. You can apply to this Kansas City company.
Do they let them bring dogs to the company?
Yeah, they do.
That's neat. Mm-hmm.
They encourage it. Interesting, though, you said organic, because I'm guessing that a lot of eco-type companies are still doing okay in this
right,
economy.
And they're hiring, too. So that's one field. Of course, healthcare is always hiring.
Right.
And this company in particular, Health Yes in Austin and Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, is a provider that operates several mobile units and hopes to go nationwide within a year. And it's a 54-person medical screening company right now, but it plans to add web developers, sonographers, medical assistants, and even sales managers. Another big up-and-coming industry, well, it's burgeoning again, is energy. Obviously, although business slowed early in the year, activity in the nuclear arena has not stopped. So Energy Northwest in Richland, Washington, is hoping to hire top talent. Also, Alpine Access, it's a virtual call center, so you could work wherever you want, right from your living room. And they are looking to fill 500 positions by the year end. Mm-hmm. And this company, I like the name of, it's called Big Ass Fans.
Big Ass.
Big Ass Fans.
Big Ass Fans is hoping to employ some really cool people, and current job openings are in Texas and California.
What do they do?
Do they make big fans?
They make big ass fans. Yes, they do.
You just wanted her to say that one more time.
That's
once
right.
Once more, Kathy.
Actually, this company sounds really good. Salary start at $60,000 to $100,000 plus commission, and other perks include an annual bourbon tasting and weekly cookouts.
And where are they based?
I could go to the
they are
bourbon.
Based.
They have to
Michelle,
be in the South.
Are you interested?
Yeah.
I bet they're in like Kentucky.
Current openings are in Texas and California.
Wow. Yeah.
So pretty much anything to do with...
Well, these are obviously good targets for distributors
exactly.
in terms of who to sell to
right,
as well.
Right, to recruiting, great.
Look up Big Ass Fans.
BigAssFans.com?
.com. All right, thank you, Kathy. Andy, we've been talking for a while about how it does not pay to cut your marketing during a recession, and you've got some proof of that today.
Yes, I'm trying to recover from the .com singing from Kathy. There was a report from a consulting firm, Hurwitz & Associates, that did a survey recently of small businesses, and it actually bears out some things that we certainly have been talking about here on the show for a long time, which is the importance of spending on marketing, even when the economy is not doing so well. So it showed that two-thirds of small businesses that expected to increase their revenues in 2009, throughout all of 2009, said that they also increased their marketing spending. So there's sort of a direct correlation there. And also it shows that the companies that had flat revenue and a decrease in revenue for this year decreased their marketing spending. So there's proof there that those that are doing better revenue-wise are actually out there marketing themselves even more than those that aren't doing well.
And this is some information distributors can share with their clients, too. How do they get a hold of this report?
Well, we'll post it on our website, asicentral.com/radio, and you'll find it there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's validating what we've been saying for the
it
last
is.
Few months.
That's
absolutely.
For sure. Yeah. You know, and it's all kinds of marketing. It's electronic and print and all sorts of digital efforts that these companies are doing. So it's really across the board, but it is something that distributors can use as proof to their clients that, you know, don't pull back. This is not, even though you're not, might not be doing as well, pulling back on marketing is not the place to do it. You know, find other places, but not necessarily marketing.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Andy. Joe, you promised to tell us a little bit about Weezer.
Yes, Weezer has a new CD coming out called Rabbitude.
Rabbitude.
I heard it's good.
Ratitude.
It's getting good reviews.
Ratitude. Ratted. Ratitude.
R-A-D-I-T-U-D-E.
Oh my God, you guys are killing me. Okay.
Okay, anyway. Tell us about Weezer.
Well, what they're doing is they're packaging it with a Snuggie, and they have a Snuggie.
You
have
one of those, don't you?
We have two of them at home.
You have two of them?
I love it.
One for you and one for Pauline?
What colors?
One for me and Shane are the ones. We have the monk-colored red, mm-hmm. and we have the seafoam. The green one.
Do you wear them to sporting events like the people do in the commercial?
Not yet. I haven't been to a cold weather.
I love watching those people cheer and having their arms being able to come out.
Well, you could do so much wearing those things. I don't know if you've ever seen.
Okay.
I took some pictures.
Can we get back to Weezer? What's the point?
My Snuggie.
You know what? I really think you should put up a picture of yourself in the Snuggie on our website.
We have
that,
don't we?
Yeah. We'll send it back to Vinny, and Vinny, I'm sure, would love to get that.
People are going
to
want to see that.
I want to call it a Slanket. I like Slanket.
Well, there's an industry version. There's two industry versions.
Hug Me.
And is it the Slanket?
I've heard of the Slanket.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's
Slanket Loungin' is the supplier.
Okay, so Weezer has used that very familiar Snuggie commercial. They have a YouTube commercial, and it is imprinted with Weezer, the Snuggie. And if you purchase the Snuggie, you get the Weezer CD. So it's a different way to package their new CD. And so far to date, I checked out the video yesterday. It's funny. It's gotten nearly 1 million hits. So
wow.
And these things are extremely popular. There is I have a printout here that's got some comment threads in it, and one guy says that he thinks the things are stupid, and then his roommate shows up with a Snuggie for him with his college logo all over it from the school he went to, which
Michelle,
is, I thought, would be a big market for this, is the college market.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle, what would it take for you to wear a Snuggie?
Oh,
leopard
isn't
print.
Enough money.
They have
the
leopard
world.
Print.
Yeah, no.
What if you had stilettos?
Those leopard
to match?
Print ones are the nastiest
with
looking
belts.
Things in the world. Oh,
no.
My.
Were stilettos to match?
First of all, because I'm short, I would look like one of the sand people from Star Wars, like, you know, crawling out of the rocks.
But you don't go out in it. You sit at home on your couch.
All right.
There is
plenty of room for imprinting.
Absolutely. Right across. Look at the picture of
that's
Weezer.
For sure.
So anyway,
I love
we have
the
a
Weezer
link.
Picture.
We have a link to this
that's
video
cool.
on YouTube, and I just think it's...
That actually looks very
good. It's rad for their
funny.
Album, Ratitude.
All right. Thank you very
it's
much,
rad.
Joe. Michelle, our social media queen, is going to tell us 10 things social media cannot do. What do you have, Michelle?
Well, I'm not going to tell you all 10, but I will put them on our website. But the main things are, you know, and I'm on Twitter. I Twittered from the Power Summit.
Do you Twitter or tweet, or they're both acceptable?
I think you
could use them.
I think they're interchangeable.
Okay.
I'm not on Facebook, but many people are. But there are some things that social media just can't do. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, it is not a substitute for a marketing strategy. Again, just because somebody's on Twitter and they're sending out little messages about their company, that shouldn't be mistaken for a full marketing strategy. So you really still do need to have a team in place with a cohesive, well-thought-out marketing plan. Social media marketing will not succeed without top management buy-in. And, you know, think about us here at ASI. I mean, you know, we're lucky enough that, you know, Tim and Tim Andrews and Rich, you know, they really get and like social media, like Facebook and Twitter. But it won't work if the company's management isn't on board. Because they'll just, they'll think you're, you know, fooling around online. Another thing is it can't be viewed as a short-term project that you really have to be invested for the long haul. We're lucky enough to have Vinny Driscoll here with us, who's our resident Twittering guy and
he's
takes
our
care
Twitter.
Of our
he's well, awesome.
He's our really resident social media expert. So you really need to have someone like that on staff. You can't just kind of do it in a haphazard, random way. Also, you need to, while you can have fun with it, you need to produce meaningful, measurable I guess, content. You can't just, you know, post nonsense and just because it's funny. Also, you, but on the flip side, you can't do all business things.
Right.
So you need to have a nice mix of both. Otherwise, people will really, you'll lose your audience. Mm-hmm. And lastly, people think that it's free and just constantly, but you really do need a budget for it because you need to pay for someone to kind of monitor it and be engaged in it. And you need to pay to, you know, do marketing that goes along with it and accompanies it. So there are many
also
good tips.
Also, the time
here.
You spend on it is not free for sure.
It is not.
Well, thanks, Michelle. We're going to post that on our website. And now Kathy is going to talk to us about pitching to the rich. Kathy, you should know.
And not the rich Fairfield, the rich as in wealthy. Okay, first rule, you would think that you might want to show up early for an appointment with a rich prospect, but this says waiting in the waiting room for 30 minutes just looks sloppy, like you have nothing else to do.
So, but you don't want to show up late.
Don't show up
just
late.
Be on
show
time.
Up at the appointed time. If you're there early.
You don't want to look desperate.
Don't be exactly. loitering in the lobby.
Don't be loitering in the lobby, you know, for 30 minutes.
Okay.
Show up on time. Don't tell him his business. I don't care if you've been in the same industry for years. You still do not know his unique challenges. So you have to ask him, what are your challenges at this moment in time?
Even I think if, that's good for any
definitely.
Salesperson. You don't want to act like,
right.
oh, well, you should do this. And I know your business and you should. People don't want to hear
that's it. Right. And if this guy or woman asks you how you stack up against your competitor, don't take the lazy way out and tell him that you don't want to badmouth your competitors. You have to tell him or her how your service and products stack up against your competitor.
Sure.
Also, take notes. It's a sign of respect, unless you have a photographic memory. Be prepared to take notes on pertinent information, and don't make the person repeat names, locations, or statistics just because you didn't write them down. Rule number 5, anticipate their needs. Don't make him take notes to remember what you just told him. And when your presentation is over, you should leave the prospect with a concise, well-organized document summarizing the information you've presented. So just have all your facts straight and take notes on what they're telling you and tell them how you measure up against your competitors.
I think those are good selling mm-hmm. tips for anyone.
Yeah, for
whether
anybody.
Whether you're pitching to the rich or
right.
not.
That's right.
Okay, good. Yep. Can we post those on our website
we will.
Too? ASIcentral.com/radio.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Kathy. All right. There's several companies right now that are getting creative in the ways that they're helping the unemployed. Andy?
Yes. Some local businesses, are being very smart in marketing towards the unemployed demographic, I guess I would call it, because that's exactly what they're doing by giving
and
freebies
it's a larger
away.
Demographic.
It's
every
an increasing, increasing demographic 10.2. Every day.
That's a big number.
It's even more than that. That's just the official unemployment rate.
Oh, right.
But it's the underemployed. Forget it. It's,
yeah.
It's closer to 15. Anyway, separate issue.
It's a big number.
So, for example, a dry cleaner in Seattle is offering people with job interviews free dry cleaning services for their suits. Another example, an inn in, let's see, this is in Vermont, is offering a 2-night stay. They call it their pink slip giveaway getaway.
So, oh, that's cute.
They had a little drawing for anybody who was out of work for at least 6 months, and they can get a 2-night stay at this inn in Vermont. Another one is Heels.com, which is based in Charlotte, North Carolina, is giving set up some tabletops in various cities and was giving away free shoes to jobless. So I just think that the idea of this growing market, essentially, mm-hmm. that companies are being smart and savvy in marketing to by giving free services, because it's a smart strategy, because once they get jobs, which they will eventually,
they're going to remember
they're
that.
Gonna, exactly, and they'll
right.
hopefully be loyal customers. So mm-hmm. you're not giving,
and they will.
You know, it's not too much out of your pocket to be giving away some free services at this point.
And they're going
to
get great word of mouth, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're talking about it.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Andy. Well, hopefully no one in this room has a bullying boss. But Michelle's going to tell us. Michelle's going to tell us how to avoid bullying bosses.
All right, there are 4 types of bullying bosses. So what I want to know is, have any of us ever had any of these? And as
I
scanned
no one's
them,
had them in present, but perhaps in the past.
I'm trying to think.
Let's clarify.
Okay, so we have number 1. Well, researchers found there are 22 signs of bullying, including intimidation, screaming, isolating, and gossip. And if you experience 2 of them for a week to 6 months, you're being bullied. So here are the 4 types of bad bosses. Bad boss. The rageaholic. It's the yelling, the insulting, the classic person who loses his temper.
Mm.
I don't think we've ever had. I don't think we've ever had a rageaholic.
I have to smack that person.
I've never yelled in the office.
No.
No. The glarer. I would be the glare.
Joke the glare. Try your glare.
No, you're just like,
that's
the
glare. That's,
that's sort of pensive. That's not
glare. Okay. Reading glasses.
So the glare is the boss who glares and stares at you with barely disguised contempt. That would be me. That would definitely be me.
That's how she says good morning.
Then we have
sneers.
The jokester. Now, the jokester is kind of a passive-aggressive because this boss is more subtle and hides his bullying behind constant mean-spirited teasing. And it's the way that he can insult you, but it comes off sounding like a joke.
Right.
And lastly, we have the sabotager.
What is that? Like the ocean is the thing the ocean is called? What was that Seinfeld thing? Huh? They're running out of shrimp. You know.
Jerkster called.
Jerkster. Yeah, they're running out of you.
The sabotager is the last one. And this boss pretends to your face to be nice and then undermines you as soon as you leave by gossiping about you, treating you like you're invisible, isolating you, or dropping you from important emails or meetings. First of all, I'd like to be dropped from meetings and emails, so I'd be okay with that, boss. Anybody?
No.
No.
I think we've gotten lucky.
Yeah.
I know we haven't had any
knock
yellers.
Knock on wood.
So there are ways to avoid this or to rectify it, shall we say. Experts say that if it goes on, if it's ongoing, that you should call the boss on their behavior, that if you stand up to the boss, sometimes they'll be so embarrassed by the behavior that they'll back down. Also, of course, you can go to your HR department. But most advise there's really pulling the boss aside and kind of pointing out that they're being, you know, childish and if their behavior is not appropriate for the workplace. And hopefully that'll snap them out of
You're being childish.
Yeah, that was
Excuse me,
way.
You're being childish. Yeah. Thanks, fire.
I'm not.
R2.
All right. Well, we talked about the unemployed. Say you're going on an interview, Kathy. What are some faux pas you should be avoiding?
Let's see here. Okay, one of them is bad manners. Say, for instance, your cell phone goes off. Okay, that's an honest mistake. You should have had it on vibrate or off, actually. But if it goes off, just apologize and shut it off.
You shouldn't answer it?
You don't answer it, and you don't look at the number. You know, that's rude. Okay? Don't be weird either, Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle.
This one hiring manager talks about this guy that came in during an interview, and the interview went very well until a tape recorder that was on fell out of his pocket. So what was he taping them for?
He
was recording the interview.
He was going to try to have a lawsuit if he didn't
Maybe the interviewer was weird, and he wanted to record it.
I don't know, but that's weird to me.
Maybe he was recording it for his own good so he could listen to it back and improve.
Whatever, that's a faux pas.
Whatever, it's a faux pas, yeah. Giving a bad reason for wanting the job, Andy.
Things.
Like, if you go on an interview and they ask you why you want the job, don't say, well, I've been sitting around twiddling my thumbs for 6 months.
That's not a bad reason. Yeah, that's probably not a good reason.
Don't let nervous tics control you. Okay, Blinky?
Well, remember we had the sweater in here the one time.
The sweater. You always talk about the sweater.
He couldn't help it, though.
He was so nervous, and I felt
so bad
for him.
That wasn't a faux pas. He couldn't do anything about it.
Here's something that Melinda would probably do. Poor presentation. One candidate wore a skimpy sequin dress and a fedora hat to an interview. She said she had just come from a photo
It's a sweet outfit.
A photo shoot.
Wow.
So don't do that, all right? Again,
I won't do that,
please.
Sorry.
Don't come
That's
directly
how I got
from
this
the
job.
And don't come unprepared. You go into a company.
Tell me about your company.
Yeah, tell me about your company. I haven't had a chance to look at your website or anything like that.
You know, there is no excuse for that.
No, anymore, there
it's
isn't.
It's so easy.
It's terrible.
You know,
and also, there's
the
no excuse for not sending a follow-up note. I'm sorry, but I'm a stick.
That's
that.
Another thing.
Even an email. I'll take an email.
Right.
Yeah.
But if someone doesn't send any acknowledgement, then I assume that
they're
not that
Actually, I think an email is better because it's quicker.
It's going to
be immediate.
Yeah.
I always end every interview with giving them my card and say, if there's anything
right.
that you know, think about you want to ask me, yeah, you can send me an email. Just to see if they'll send a thank you. And
I would point out, by the way, that during my interview here at ASI 12 and a half years ago, I was profoundly weird and yet got the job.
Yeah, that's true. You were.
Profoundly
yes, and look
weird.
At you now.
And look, it stayed the whole way for all 12 years.
Like
it's
changed.
Yeah.
You know, I interviewed someone at a previous position, and at the end of the interview, I said, do you have any questions? And she said, yes. Are there any popular bars around here?
Was that me? Oh, no, you didn't interview
no,
me.
No, and I didn't hire her.
Remarkably, she didn't get the job.
She didn't. She was also a half an hour late because she said she was at a funeral, which seems random.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
Like, why would you schedule an interview when you have a funeral? Anyway, if she's listening. Now she'll know not to do that again. All right, we have just enough time for our favorite managing editor, Joe Haley, to get something off his chest.
All right, I love watching college football, and to a lesser degree, I love watching pro football, although I have to admit that it is mired in idiotic rules that are so inconsistent it makes the games unwatchable at times. In order to score a touchdown, the point of the ball merely needs to break the play in the goal line. Once this does that, it is considered a touchdown regardless if the player carrying the ball has made his way into the end zone. But for a passer to be considered past the line of scrimmage when throwing, every single inch of his body must be past the line of scrimmage. If so much as an eighth of an inch of his heel is still beyond the line of scrimmage, well, it's all good.
Is that why the Eagles lost or something?
No, no, no. It's just why the Eagles are unwatchable. Then there's holding. Can anyone without a doubt tell what it is and what it isn't? Sometimes it's obvious, but other times it looks like holding, but it's not. Oh, and why can an offensive player smack someone in the helmet, but a defensive player gets called for 15 yards? Which brings me to the challenge flag. Why does the coach have to throw the red challenge flag to challenge a ruling on the field? Why can't he just say to the nearest official, I want to challenge this play? Me, I say get
it's
rid of the instant replay altogether. Human
so
error is part of the game,
it.
Andy. If the refs miss a call, so be it. Develop a rating system that docks their pay for obvious blown calls. But the person I despise in all this is me. Because each Sunday I go back for more. So, Joe Haley, I'm taking you to task.
Joe, I would like to throw a flag on that rant.
Michelle, did you get anything out of that?
He just ranted
against
himself.
It was blah, 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 blah to me.
Joe, maybe you should move to Europe where you can watch World Cup soccer.
You watch
anyway,
the,
thanks
you watch
for listening
every day of the
today.
Week at home.
Please, and thanks to today's show sponsor, ESP Online. Check us out next Tuesday when we will be talking about how to avoid bad meetings. Have a great week. Thanks for listening.